Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, March 17, 2021. School Budget Review Committee, March 2021. The School Budget Review Committee, SBRC, met on March 16, 2021 and acted on the following items. Special Education Administrative Costs. The SBRC approved unique circumstances for select school districts to charge certain administrative expenditures to the school district's special education programs. Dropout/Dropout Prevention Program. The SBRC approved modified supplemental amounts, MSAs, in the amount of $136.1 million for school district programs related to at-risk students, alternative programs, and alternative schools, and returning dropout and dropout prevention programs for fiscal year 2022. Two school districts, North Iowa and South O'Brien, were late in filing applications for the program and appeared before the SBRC during the same meeting to individually request MSAs for their respective programs. SBRC rules adoption. The SBRC adopted amendments to 289 Iowa Administrative Code 6, which allows the SBRC to grant an MSA for at-risk programs when a school district submits the request after the January 15th deadline, but before March 1st. Transportation assistance. The SBRC approved $13,580 in transportation assistance to 8 school districts on an equitable basis. Funding comes from the sale of education license plates. COVID-19 transfer requests. The SBRC approved $44,598 in a COVID-19 related general fund transfer to the Student Activity Fund for the Council Bluffs Community School District due to an interrupted revenue stream caused by the pandemic. Hazard abatements. The SBRC approved MSAs for hazard abatement for the following school districts for fiscal year 2021. Eagle Grove, $56,186. Iowa City, $657,069. Clear Creek Amana, $129,754. And Waterloo includes fiscal year 2020, $133,670. Clear Creek Amana Community School District. The SBRC approved an MSA for the school district in the amount of $490,529 for the initial staffing of a new elementary school building. Linmar Community School District. The SBRC approved an MSA for the school district in the amount of $1.9 million for the initial staffing costs related to opening two new school buildings. Waterloo Community School District. The SBRC approved an MSA for the school district in the amount of $1 million for the startup costs associated with the Waterloo Career Center, a career technical education center. North Iowa Community School District. The SBRC approved an MSA in the amount of $118,360 for the school district's at-risk program. South O'Brien Community School District. The SBRC approved an MSA in the amount of $206,801 for the school district's at-risk program. Additional information regarding the meeting, including exhibits, is available upon request. The next SBRC meeting is scheduled for June 17, 2021. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Michael Guanse, Legislative Analyst 1 with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-725-1286.